During the Vietnam War era, young people ditched the technical trades for higher education, and the draw was obvious. Draft-age men won college deferments that kept them far from combat. But when that happened, our education system devalued CTE. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. We help people to navigate the future of work, to work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people and communities, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For the future of work is meaningful work. This summer, we focus on the mission of the Dan Smolin Experience to help people find success and enjoyment in the work that they do and hope to do. We believe there are four career journey components that get people to blissful work and career experiences, and they are dream, explore, strategize, and act. First, we encourage people of all ages, backgrounds, and levels of education and training to dream about the kind of work that they believe will make them happy and well-purposed. Next, we guide them to explore opportunities to do the work that they dream about. Then we focus them to strategize, to align with the skill and experience needed to do the work and opportunities of their choosing. And last, we prod them to act, to seize on the opportunities to do the work of their dreams. We believe the key to success is intentionality, allowing dreams, explorations, strategies, and actions to happen fluidly. To truly be successful in the future of work, we must be career intentional about dreaming, exploring, strategizing, and acting throughout our lives. You can find useful and actionable podcast episodes and blog posts on dansmolin.com. Use the spyglass to search for content to dream, explore, strategize, and act. And when on the site, make sure you sign up for our free newsletter. Just click the newsletter tab on the top of our webpage, then click subscribe, and you will be on your way. In a dynamic future of work, agility is key, and our ever-changing dreams can help us to align with future success. As students across the U.S. return to the classroom, more school systems are delivering STEAM instruction and career and technical education, otherwise known as CTE. Offered together, STEAM and CTE provide students gateways to future work, well-paying jobs in growing fields like AI and clean energy that don't require a four-year college degree. This is a positive development, but getting public educators to engage students with the future of work has never been easy. Even pre-pandemic, CTE and in-school career exploration plunged far down the list of academic priorities. In the 2000s, public school systems responded to No Child Left Behind directives by teaching to competency tests rather than nurturing critical thinking and creativity needed for future work. What is more, high schools in the wealthiest communities emphasized advanced placement courses and four-year college tracks over CTE. It's an economic driver. Public schools that graduate the most advanced place students become the most desired places to live. However, our schools have done a terrible disservice by not teeing up and supporting amazing future work options for worthy students. To enable millions more young people to prepare for career options that don't require a four-year college degree, we must respond boldly. And here's how we do that. First, we need to foster career dreaming beyond elementary school. Middle schoolers, kids grades 5 through 8, are career sponges. They are curious and eager to let their imaginations run wild. And it is during middle school that we must get intentional to allow students to visualize their own career outcomes. Second, we need to drive strong STEAM instruction that begins in kindergarten. All of our schools must build core skills in science, technology, engineering, artistry, and math early, and they need to make it fun. With core STEAM skill in place, our community colleges and union academies can ably extend specialized training to high school grads who are eager to embark on great career options that don't require four-year college degrees. Third, we should establish early mentorships with companies in advanced fields. Oftentimes, company leadership shy away from bringing young people onto their work sites for fear of liability. But we know that when great companies adopt students as young as middle schoolers, they ignite in them drive and focus necessary to create successful career outcomes. And fourth, we must build a big educational stakeholder table beyond school administrators that includes community college leadership, union training academies, workforce experts, elected officials, and members of advanced industries such as AI, clean energy, and resource sustainability. With these constituencies engaging with one another at the stakeholder table, we can make sure that our newest workforce members master great core STEAM skill. They also gain specialized accreditation in real time that meets the demands of an ever-changing market. During the Vietnam War era, young people ditched the technical trades for higher education. And the draw was obvious. Draft-age men won college deferments that kept them far from combat. But when that happened, our education system devalued CTE. In the 1960s and 70s, the children of skilled tradesmen sought white-collar careers requiring specialized degrees. And when that happened, the United States ditched manufacturing for a service economy. Now we can correct that, and in doing so, we can make CTE cool, relevant, and the gateway to future work. We must accept that four-year college tracks are great, but they're not for everyone. And when we do that, our best days lie ahead. Links to our social media are included in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Meantime, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them, or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. And please take a moment to positively rate and comment wherever you listen to this podcast, because that helps us to connect with new listeners. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Dan Smolin Podcast. Thank you for joining us on an amazing journey to the future of work doing meaningful work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week.